Welcome back to our continued coverage of Constellation's Launch Conference here in beautiful Durham, North Carolina. And in the studio lounge, Mr. Daryl Thornton from Constellation. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. You are welcome. How's the show going for you? I mean, we're kind of in the home stretch here today.
Love the home stretch.
Yeah, I love the home stretch.
An amazing few days. Getting to see the collaborative spirit going on here for the past 3 days between the fintechs, the credit unions, and Constellation has been awesome. I get to hang out with the devs and see what they're trying to build down there.
Where is the hackathon? I haven't seen the hackathon. I need to go over there and...
We're hiding.
Oh, you are? Okay.
We're hiding.
Top secret.
We'll,
okay.
We'll bring it out in the next hour.
Okay.
Actually, at 1 o'clock, we'll bring it out and we'll show what's being done.
All right. I didn't know they were being locked away, hidden.
We're in the top secret. This afternoon, we'll show everyone.
All right. The deep, dark caverns of the J.B. Duke Hotel.
That's right. And
which is pretty swanky, actually.
They're really swanky caverns. The nicest caverns I've ever done.
Right on. All right. Well, hey, any highlights from the conference so far? Anything stand out for you?
The biggest highlight, I think, is that everyone has this what's next spirit in their minds or in the back of their heads.
Like,
I keep hearing, you know, what are we going to do next? What are we going to do next? How are we going to do it next? How are we going to partner? How are we going to do... delivery, what's next? And that spirit, that energy is a fuel. And so that's probably been the biggest highlight for me, is just listening to the conversations. Every single speaker, even ones that were not coordinated, so to speak, with Constellation, have had that same sort of theme in place.
Yeah.
And so that's been just amazing to see. And then hearing the conversations happening all around this beautiful hotel between the different parties has been absolutely amazing. What's next? How are we going to deliver new and innovative solutions to our members? And that's exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like these guys are kind of carrying the flag,
yes,
you know, for the industry and really keeping it pushing forward. Because it really seems like, well, I would say it seems like it is a very forward-thinking group, you know, a very progressive group that you guys have gathered here. I think if you want to be part of the Constellation platform or the family, so to speak, I think you really have to be kind of a forward-thinking human being or organization as well.
You have to think outside the box.
Yeah.
You have to think. You have to be thinking outside the box. There can't be a box.
Exactly. Bust that box and break
it
down.
Bust the box open and move forward.
Exactly. Absolutely. Good stuff. All right. Hey, I just saw you on stage about a half hour ago or so. And so, what were you talking about? What was your session all about? And share some takeaways.
So I've done two sessions so far. My last session was really about the benefits of developing within our platform itself. So focusing on the scalability that a fintech can receive by participating in the platform development. It's just like if you deploy an app in the App Store, now Apple or Android are your distribution channel for your service.
Oh yeah.
If you deploy your service in Constellation, now Constellation is a distribution channel for your service.
Okay.
So that was the last discussion that we just had, or last presentation that I got to do.
That's very enticing
for
an organization, for sure.
And it cuts down a lot of the red tape that you have to deal with when you're going out there and you're actually trying to sell your product. I mean, today, you know, if you pick up your phone, the products pretty much sell themselves. By the time you decide to install, you've already made a decision based off of the pictures and the images that this is what I want.
Right.
And I want to move forward.
Right.
And so that's what we're trying to do as well.
Okay, good deal. And pardon me for asking this question. I probably asked it to you before, but how do you guys work with the different cores? And being that app store, so to speak, you know, how do you guys, I don't know, I guess disperse the technology to different, how do you guys work with the cores, in other words?
So
because everyone's a little different in their own way, so.
Exactly. They're partners. And so at the end of the day, every core has their own nuance.
Right.
And that needs to be translated into something that is standardized across all cores and communicated or made available to every fintech.
Got it. Yep,
so therefore, the fintechs are writing to what our spec, our spec is able to communicate or translate with each
Love
core.
It. Okay. Simple as that.
It's very
simple.
Oh
my gosh. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thought? But it's simple. Gosh. It allows everyone to still do what they do best. One of the things I love about Constellation is it's not about being the best. It's not about doing everything the best. It's about partnering and having everyone who has their niche, their market, their intellect, whatever it is that they bring into the community, mm-hmm. allow them to bring it into the community yeah. and let it shine.
Yeah, yeah.
And just interface with each other mm-hmm. in order to deliver the best services possible.
Right.
Do what you do best. So yeah. I tell my kids that all the time. Do what you do best.
Exactly, exactly. And the more you do, the better you get.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. exactly.
So, and that, I mean, pardon the old well-worn cliche, the win-win cliche, but gosh, everybody kind of wins in this environment, right? Because the credit union obviously wins, the fintech obviously wins, you guys win, and yep. the core wins. So yeah, it's just, wow. There's no downside to this, Daryl.
There really is no downside to it. It's just a great model, and what I love is it allows me to build great relationships, great partnerships,
yeah.
a community, an ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
and participate in
yeah.
that. And man, the forward thinking that is going on here, because typically when you're so worried about protecting yourself, you end up losing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to really shine and yeah. you really bring what you have best to the market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The skies really is the yeah. limit.
That's a philosophy, don't you think?
It is.
It's a mindset.
It is.
So, yeah.
And it's a difficult mindset. It's almost counterintuitive mm-hmm. because, typically we want to protect what's ours in order to make sure it stays mm-hmm. ours. Mm-hmm. But, just like sharing knowledge, the more knowledge we share,
yeah.
we grow.
Right.
And then
right.
if we're more, all of us are willing to share, then we all learn mm-hmm. and we all grow.
Mm-hmm.
But if I keep my knowledge to myself, you keep your knowledge to yourself,
yeah.
neither one of us grow.
Exactly. Exactly. It was like the axe throwing thing last night. Never done that before.
Never done
so
that before.
I have expanded my horizons as well. So.
I'm ready for the zombie apocalypse.
After that, yes. I will have my axe ready.
I will have my axe and... Exactly. I know how to throw it, so I'm good.
Oh, good stuff. Anything else, Daryl? Anything else to add to wrap up? Oh, what's on the roadmap? Or can you share? What's next coming down the turnpike for Constellation? That's not top secret.
That's not top secret. Well, I mean, nothing's really top secret. We're pretty much open book as it relates to our community, going back to that knowledge
yeah.
share. Our big focus definitely, besides continuing to have our customers go live, will be investing more and more energy and time and to help our partners scale. So sharing more of our knowledge mm-hmm. as it relates to our coding standards, even our code,
mm-hmm.
In order to help our partners scale.
Yeah, good deal, good deal. And as I was telling Lauren when she was in here just a few minutes ago, I love the Constellation story. I'm all about the storytelling, mm-hmm. I'm all about stories, and this is such a great story. Not only for you guys, but for the industry as a whole. So, because mm-hmm. I think it really, it pushes that proverbial envelope that I keep talking about over and over again, but it really does. And if you're not pushing that envelope, and if you're not sharing the knowledge, like you said, man, we become a stagnant, and you know what happens when you become stagnant?
Yeah.
You kind of go away.
Yeah,
bit,
you,
so, yeah,
you go away. So, you die, but that
yeah.
go away sounds better.
Yeah, that's a little more important, correct. But yeah, so that's the way I see it. And you guys are right there just leading the way, so we appreciate all the work that you guys are doing.
No, thank you, and thank you for having me here today.
Anytime. Oh, my gosh. Anytime. All right. Well, I'll let you get back at it. Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it.
Thank you.